Welcome to the podcast for Sound the Trumpet, How to Blow Your Own Horn, written by Jonathan Harnum and read by me, John Harnum. Thanks for listening. You can learn more about this book and my other books at allabouttrumpet.com. There you'll also find free video lessons, a whole bunch of free PDFs with scales and lesson plans and lesson tracking and all kinds of other stuff. There are also some free MP3s related to this book. And there's also a store for many things trumpet related, including more method books, recordings, all kinds of gear for playing. So go have a visit. There's lots of free stuff there. And if you're asked for a password, password from one of my other books, the password is Lewis, as in Lewis Armstrong. We'll see you online. This podcast covers Chapter 2, Listen. Those who do not hear the music think the dancer's mad. African proverb. This chapter covers why listen, what to listen to, symphonies, brass ensembles, jazz music, and some stuff that's still kind of out there on the edge. Some terms to know. A brass quintet is two trumpets, trombone, French horn, and tuba. A brass quartet is usually two trumpets and two trombones. Early music, when I refer to it in the book, is usually Western European music style before the 1600s. The Baroque period of Western classical music is from 1600 to 1750. The actual classical period is from 1730 to 1825. The Romantic period is 1825 to 1900. And the contemporary era is classical music after 1900. And of course, by classical, I mean not the period, but the Western art music. So why listen? The reason this chapter is early in the book is that listening to music requires you only to have a pair of working ears. You don't need the special skills required to actually play a trumpet. You only need the skills required to play your radio, CD player, MP3 player, cassette player, or turntable. Or if you're one of those retro rebels, your 8-track, reel-to-reel, or your Victrola. Recordings are the easiest and least expensive way to experience great music made by the masters. However, it's not the best way to experience music. The best way is to hear music live, being created by a warm body or bodies in the same room with you. There's no other experience like it, and after your first good experience, you'll be hooked. After your first exposure to a live performance by a master musician, you'll be flabbergasted, astounded, amazed, and inspired. There is no substitute for live music. Listen to live musicians every chance you get. And there's some new information out about what are called mirror neurons. And what mirror neurons are is they're neurons in your brain that actually fire when you're watching someone do something else. So, for example, if I go watch a trumpet player play, the neurons in my head are going to fire in the same way that the player's neurons are firing when he plays. Even cooler is that the more practice that you have doing something, the more in sync your neurons will be firing with the person that you're watching. It's very, very cool. So live music, great stuff. Check it out. So listen to what? We'll break down the broad genres of classical and jazz music into smaller parts. Included are recordings that most players believe are essential to a trumpet player's collection. My humblest apologies if I've neglected a recording you think should be mentioned. I'm always searching for more great recordings in all genres of music, so please send me the artist, title, and album name of a recording if you think it's important. You can send that to listen@questionsinc.com, I-N-K on the ink. So, actually, you can also send it to allabouttrumpet@gmail.com, too. That might be easier to remember. So we'll cover classical music, meaning symphonies, solos, and brass ensembles, jazz, big band, and combos, some rock and roll tunes, and some other stuff, too. Styles will range from the tried and true to the avant-garde. So some listening tips. Am I serious? Of course. Not always, but I'm serious about this. If you haven't listened to a lot of music yet, you're in for a challenge with all this unfamiliar music to listen to. If something is unfamiliar, our reaction is often one of dislike or disdain. When you first listen to a piece, try to suspend all your judgment until you've listened to it several times and your ears have begun to learn it. When I was a freshman in high school in Sitka, a small town in an island in southeast Alaska, I began to explore recorded music. At the time, I wanted to find out what this whole jazz thing was about. I knew a few trumpeters' names and very little else. I'd heard of Miles Davis, and I figured I should probably get one of his albums. Well, I chose Bitches Brew. Those of you who know this album are probably laughing right now. It's a highly successful jazz fusion album that was way out there to my poor untrained ears. My first reaction was, this is jazz? I don't think I like jazz. Fortunately, I persisted in my search, and now that I have a lot more listening experience, I enjoy the album much, much more, and I have more knowledge of all the other flavors of jazz as well. So stick with it. Even if you find something that's difficult for you to listen to, stick with it. I hope you avoid any misunderstandings like I experienced back then through these lists of recordings that are to follow. But even more than that, I'd like to challenge you to open up your ears and your mind to different sounds and different genres of music. Something that you may react to unfavorably on first hearing might become an old and dear friend if you keep trying to understand it. Often we dislike what we don't understand. Then again, dislike is dislike. If you give a recording a good honest try and after several listenings it still doesn't do anything for you, forget about it and move on to something else. There's so much music in the world that you're almost guaranteed to find something that really moves you if you keep searching. The beautiful thing, that is, if you don't find what truly moves you, you can just go ahead and create it yourself. After a couple years, come back to an album you didn't like in the past, and you may be surprised to find your taste has changed. Or not. Okay, so let's get to the recordings. Now, because this is a podcast, I'm not going to actually read you this, you know, multi-page list of recordings. That would just be boring and pointless. So you can go online to allabouttrumpet.com and find this list in a PDF, PDF format. And the good thing about that is that also in the PDF, all of these files, or most of them anyway, are linked to either Amazon or other places online where you can actually go hear samples and purchase the album if you'd like. The other nice thing about that is if you do purchase it, the money goes to help support this podcast and my other free writings that I give away. So that would be great if you could do that. So what I've broken this down, the first section is on classical trumpet music, and it's just a huge repertoire. It covers a very wide span of years, and the earlier stuff, like Bach's music, was written before the valve. It was written for natural trumpets. This broad genre includes arrangements of medieval music from composers like Galliard, Bird, Gibbons, and Bull, Baroque composers like Bach, and classical composers like Mozart, romantic composers like Beethoven, and everything up to today, which includes Stravinsky, Wagner, Tchaikovsky, and many, many more. So distilling 400 years of compositions is certainly no easy task, but I'll give it a shot. I'm going to break this down into orchestral, small ensembles, and solo categories. And in each category, the music is arranged by artists, and also included are title, composer, and album information. So just give you a brief overview. The first section is orchestral trumpet music, and there's stuff in there by Dvorak, Shostakovich, Handel, Holst, Stravinsky, Bach, Mozart, Mahler, I mean, just all through, and a lot of Chicago Symphony stuff, London Phil, let's see, what else is there, the Cleveland Orchestra, New York Phil, Berlin Phil, by Phil I mean Philharmonic, in case you're wondering. So there's just all of these great, great recordings. The next is solo trumpet literature, and again, all of the composers you might think of. The artists, of course, this is very important. Maurice André, who's just fantastic. He's going to come up in a later chapter talking about trumpetists. And Timofey Dockschizer. I'm sorry, Timofey, if I'm butchering your name. David Hickman, Philip Smith, Thomas Stevens, Robert Sullivan, Ray Mace. Just, you know, a whole bunch of just great performers. Wynton Marsalis, Gerard Schwartz, etc., etc. The next is brass ensembles. This includes American Brass Quintet, the Cleveland Brass Ensemble, the Bay Brass, Philip Jones Brass Ensemble, who is one of my favorites, and of course the Canadian Brass are also very fun. So next up is the jazz section, and this style of music was born in New Orleans, experienced its heady adolescence in New York, Kansas City, and Chicago, and after languishing for a while, interest in jazz has begun to be reborn a little bit. So it's one of the United States' few original art forms. Some might argue that it is the only one, but I think that's not quite true. So this is another pretty large category, and it's going to be broken down into solo artists and small combo and big band. In the case of the solo artist, there's so many albums to choose from that I've highlighted albums that I think are particularly enjoyable. This is just my opinion. And, you know, if you don't have a lot of cash to part with, you know, you'd probably be pretty happy with these titles. So I'll just list the artists I've got here. So there's Louis Armstrong, Roy Eldridge, Dizzy Gillespie, Clifford Brown, Fats Navarro, Miles Davis, Lee Morgan, Kenny Dorham, Clark Terry, Freddie Hubbard, Chet Baker, Maynard Ferguson, Woody Shaw, Blue Mitchell, Tom Harrell, Art Farmer, Doc Cheatham, Nicholas Payton, Wynton Marsalis, and Roy Hargrove. I've left out way more than I've included, so these are just the ones that kind of came to mind right away. And I've got a list of a whole bunch of other players on there. I'm not going to read them to you because it's a long list. So also I've included big bands. And big bands that I've included are Toshiko Akiyoshi, the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band, Basie Big Band, the Ellington Big Band, of course, Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Harry James, the Jimmy Lunsford Big Band, the Maria Schneider Big Band, Bob Mintzer, and the Brian Setzer Orchestra. Actually, that's a big band. That's pretty cool, too. So that's some of the big band stuff. There's some other great, great recordings with trumpet. Arturo Sandoval, the stuff he did with Ira Carey. Tito Puente has always had just a fantastic, fantastic brass section big band. Bill Chase, you know, great rock stuff, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Tower of Power, again, the Brian Setzer Orchestra in there. Squirrel Nut Zippers, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. And this actually isn't in here, but also check out the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Cherry Pop and Daddies have some pretty good stuff. And some world music too, like Hugh Masekela. He's kind of jazz influenced, but he's a South African artist. Really great stuff. An artist that I just discovered within the last couple years who I really like, Fela Kuti. He's an African guy. He's not alive anymore, but he played trumpet and saxes, and he sang, and just these real long, long jam session. He is kind of the father of Afropop. And really fascinating character. If you're interested in a fascinating person, you know, check him out. Fela Kuti, Fela Kuti, and really good music. So moving on, there's some other sort of stuff out there on the edge a little bit. Some of that, like for example, Electric Bath by Don Ellis. I talked earlier about his quarter tone trumpet. So this is an electrified quarter tone trumpet, pretty crazy stuff. Russell Gunn is doing some stuff. I can't remember if it's called crunk jazz or jazz meets hip hop or what it is, but it's some really interesting stuff. Dave Douglas has some really cool stuff out there. One of my favorites of his is called Freak In, and really cool, just kind of almost a techno sort of feel to it. There's Miles Davis, of course, Bitches Brew, like I mentioned, also a tribute to Jack Johnson, some more fusion stuff. The Art Ensemble of Chicago is a fantastic group to check out. Don Cherry as well. So yeah, all kinds of good stuff. There's also a list on Trumpeters on Video, and this is all kinds of different stuff. Most of it's not instructional. Most of it's live stuff, a pretty good list, most of which I have watched, I think all of which actually. Good stuff. So anyway, I've also got a list in the back of the book about listening to other artists. So not only, you know, do you want to listen to trumpet players, but you know, anything, everything. And I've got a list of all kinds of jazz and classical artists and many, many different instruments. So in a nutshell, that is the listening chapter. Again, it's just a big, long list. So if you want to actually get the list, it's for free as a PDF at allabouttrumpet.com. And and all of those lists are linked to sites where you can go check out examples and stuff like that. So beef up your music library. It's a good idea. So up next, I forgot. Radio and internet, you know, internet radio is just awesome place to listen. If you haven't checked out Pandora.com, you really should. It's part of the Music Genome Project. But also AccuJazz.com is a fantastic resource. ACCUJazz.com. And Pandora is Pandora. So up next, we're finally going to start with some actual technique on the trumpet. This is for buzzing your lips. The lip buzz is the foundation of all sound that will come out of your horn. There's a little controversy about whether that is actually so, but we'll get to that in the chapter. This is actually a new thing that I've learned myself. I'm always learning more, and so we'll talk about that. It's not actually in the book. But the buzz, I still use it to teach. It's very important, and practicing it is one of the best things that you can do for your trumpet sound. So we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Remember that you can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes or on my blog. And again, you can reach those at allabouttrumpet.com. Have fun. Good luck with your practice.